We'll pass out the amendment. The gentleman will begin his comments at his leisure.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This comes as no surprise that Middle America, the heartland, we call it, has been working very hard for some time to make us energy efficient. And a lot of effort been put forth into it, but we have to strengthen our rural energy for American programs. So this is why I'm offering the bill that I am. It would provide mandatory funding and revise discretionary funding levels for programs to support the efforts of farmers, ranchers, scientists, and businesses to provide us with a more secure, sustainable, and prosperous future. It goes unsaid. The Rural Energy for America program, REAP, provides financial assistance to producers and rural businesses to develop renewable energy and become more energy efficient. REAP has helped more than 1,500 projects in our state since 2003, 160 in the district. This program has helped constituents in every state, especially those, my friends, here from Minnesota, South Dakota, Illinois, Nebraska, Kansas, Ohio, and others. Without mandatory funding levels, these rural development programs are more likely to be left out in the cold by the Appropriations Committee. I'd like to thank my friends, Representative Holden, and the Waltz, Welch, King, and others who champion these programs. And I know the chairman understands and shares my concerns for investing in rural America. My priority is to protect valuable rural investment as we face other large budget challenges together. After others have commented, Mr. Chairman, I would be willing to consider withdrawing this amendment with the assurance we could work on this together as we go forward.
The chair would...
You okay with working on this? You okay with working on him? You okay with working with him on it if he withdraws it?
Yes, the chair and the ranking member would be delighted to work with the gentleman on his amendment.
I accept the word delighted, and I thank you very much. And so with that, I ask and ask consent to...
We decide what amendment number that was.
Consumers don't have the ability to choose the amount of ethanol that they put in their car, whether that's 0% or 15%, and that should be up to the consumer at the pump. So I would like to talk about the benefits that the blender pumps have offered to the use of ethanol and American-grown fuel sources here in this country, but then I would like to withdraw the amendment and ask unanimous consent to do so as well.
Is the gentlelady completed her brag on?
Yes, I have.
All right. Gentlelady, ask unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Is there objection?
Mr. Chairman, I move to strike last word, unless the ranking member is going now.
Yeah, could I?
Yes, the ranking member.
I'll defer. Last word, and I'll
for
give you
purpose?
I'll to discuss this amendment.
All right. Jim, move to strike last word.
I move to strike last word.
All right. Jim is recognized for two.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think we should be funding these blender pumps. We got problems coming in the ethanol industry, and the biggest problem is we can't get access to the marketplace. If we had blender pumps in every station in this country, we wouldn't need any other program. We could compete. But we got to get into the process, and the convenience stores, oil companies don't want to put these in, and, it's something that I think needs to be done. So I commend the gentlelady, and I yield the rest of my time to Mr. Walls.
Well, I thank the chairman. I, too, agree with the gentlelady. I know the concerns on this, but I'm drill, dig, get the wind blowing, do whatever we can do on energy. This is one way to let the market get to that point, to try and let people make the choice. And I think I understand the concerns on it. We moved away from the blender's credit on that, and now all we want to do is try and catch up and get some parity. Those critics who say this industry should stand on its own, that's disingenuous. We help every industry get off there. There are subsidies across the board, and I'm not saying I criticize those. I am glad that we're protecting the shipping lanes to move oil here, but don't pretend like that's not costing. There are no carrier battle groups south of Albert Lea protecting the ethanol plant. And I've got folks, I understand the concern. They grow both corn, they raise hogs, and they're invested in the local ethanol plant. There is a competition there, but I think we can get this right, and I think the market, if we had access to the consumers, would make a difference. So I agree with the gentlelady. I know the concerns, and I hear them from the industry. They're our industry, too, and I appreciate the chairman has always been a staunch supporter of getting this into the marketplace. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back.